Hi, I'm Donovan Brown with another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here at Build 2018. I have a special guest, Abel. Abel, welcome to the show.
Hi there. How's it going?
Pretty good. So what do you do here at Microsoft?
I'm a senior cloud developer advocate specializing in DevOps.
Perfect. Now, while I've been here at Build, I've been getting a lot of questions about Agile and how it applies to DevOps. Talk to me a little bit about that.
So Agile is a software methodology where you're iterating extremely quickly, sprint after sprint. And the thing with doing Agile is you have to measure and plan differently than in a waterfall project.
Okay, and I noticed that, I'm a firm believer, I should say, that to be good at DevOps, you first have to be good at Agile.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because if you're not producing increments of shippable code, what is it you're trying to automate deployment of, right?
Exactly.
And also, talk to me a little bit also about not only applying Agile, but where Agile stops, DevOps begins, and it kind of rolls back together again.
Well, the thing with Agile, like you said, we're iterating quickly, right? Sprint after sprint. And our sprints can be anywhere from 2 weeks to 4 weeks. And at the end of the sprint, you should have a releasable unit of code that you can push all the way into, if you need to, all the way out into production.
Okay.
But the important thing is you need to have a shippable unit of code. Doesn't mean you have to ship, but
True.
It should be shippable.
Got it. So are we done once the code gets into production? Is that the end of this DevOps cycle?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
Right? Because once your code reaches production, you still need to monitor your application to make sure that, well, A, is my app up or down? Is that my app performing well? And are people really using my app itself or using the features that I've added? Because that helps me determine, am I adding value? And like you always say, DevOps is all about continuously delivering value.
Correct.
I can't just ship feature after feature. I need to make sure I'm shipping features that add value for my users.
Right, and that value comes from monitoring the application while it's running in production.
Correct.
Because a lot of us, when we're practicing Agile, we live and die by this thing called a backlog.
Correct.
And the backlog is supposed to be in priority order,
mm-hmm.
but we're just guessing, to be perfectly honest.
Right.
We're guessing that that's the most important thing. And I'm a firm believer that if you don't monitor it as it's running in production, you really don't know if you delivered value or not. So if that's the case, what are some advice that you would give to people who are new to Agile and new to DevOps as well?
First thing is, you do need to collect telemetry and monitor your applications. That's absolutely vital. But we can actually go back a little bit further. First, they need to have the right product owner, right? Because somebody needs to priority. Somebody with the power in the cloud needs to prioritize that backlog and say, what is the most important thing that we absolutely have? And I always tell teams, the way you find a product owner is, at some point, just say at point X, you're going to run out of money. What features are the features that we need, absolutely minimum amount of features that we need to be able to ship? But that's the person you need to find. Start there.
Yeah, I think it's critical too, because a lot of people who are thrust into that product owner role come from a waterfall mentality. That's
mm-hmm.
really dangerous, because to them, the product's not done till the entire backlog is empty, so who cares what order we do it in, right?
What percentage of done are you?
Exactly, which is a horror. If you hear those type of words,
you're not doing Agile.
You need a new product owner, because they simply don't get it. Everything to them is priority one.
Right.
And when we're done, we're going to ship. And you got to change your thinking. And I love the practice that you did. I think we did that a little bit when we were in Akron together.
Yeah.
Because we were only on projects for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We flat out said at the beginning, you are not going to get to the bottom of your product backlog. You better put this in the right order, because we're only doing this for 2 weeks. That's all the work that you're getting. And you
yeah.
did it the same way. You're going to run out of money eventually.
At some point, you're going to run out of money. And it could come at any point in time. So you better prioritize that backlog so we as the dev teams can pick from the top priority items. Those are the things that we will be working on.
That's perfect. And I think that's a huge, the product owner is a really critical person to get correctly.
Critical person.
Exactly. That's, and the next one that I would harp on would be their scrum master.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a lot of people who will send someone off to training. They'll go get certified as a scrum master. And they'll come back in the organization and be bombarded by resistance. Because no one likes change. Even if the change is for the better, we simply want to keep doing it the way that we've always
change
been doing
it. Change is hard and difficult.
Right.
Even I don't like change, and I know I need to change a lot of times, but it's difficult to do.
So what recommendations do you have for a team that's trying to adopt Agile when it comes to the perspective of getting a good Scrum Master?
Personally, if it's the first time they're trying to implement Scrum or trying to implement Agile, bring in somebody else from the outside to be your Scrum Master. And the reason is, a Scrum Master, their job is to enforce and make sure that the teams are following best practices for Scrum and Agile. So they need to be able to go tell team members, tell management, tell anyone that, hey, you're not doing the right way, do it the right way. And it's super tough if you're part of that organization itself. It's hard for me to go to my manager, i.e. you. It's hard for me to go up to you and be like, dude, you're doing it wrong.
Right.
But if we hired somebody from the outside to come in and they can be like, Donovan, you're not running this project correctly, you must do it this way, it's easier for you to listen to them, and then you won't fire me, so I'm happier too.
Exactly. It's always hard to say no to your boss, yeah. But when you hire me in as the outside, it's easy for me to say no to pretty much anyone in that organization,
yep.
And I understand that. And it's also really odd that sometimes you could be saying the same thing for years, but when an outsider says the same thing to your manager, all of a sudden they hear it for the first time.
He'll listen to an outsider.
So I really agree with that advice of hiring in the Scrum Master until you at least get comfortable with mm-hmm. Scrum, until you get comfortable with the muscle memory, you understand the reason that you're doing these rituals, and then you can basically backfill it with someone who might not be as versed in Scrum, but the team now knows what feels good and what feels right.
The team knows what to do, and also management knows what to expect, and hopefully you have success under your belt, right?
Correct.
Sprint after sprint, you start proving yourself that this is a methodology that absolutely works.
Perfect. So here we are confirming that to be good at DevOps, you're going to have to first be good at Agile. Make sure you have a rock star product owner who understands what they're supposed to be doing.
Yes.
And again, I say, if I show you two product backlog items, you better be able to tell me which one's more important than the other, mm-hmm. right? Make sure you have that person, and then hire a Scrum Master who can come in and help shape your organization to make sure they're doing Scrum correctly. Awesome.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming, Abel. We're learning all about Agile here on Azure Friday.
Thank you.